County Commissioner Precinct 4, we have two candidates. Our first one is Timothy D'Alessandro. Timothy D'Alessandro is a registered nurse. He has lived in Brazos County for 23 years and has been a resident of Precinct 4 for 6 years. Mr. D'Alessandro received his bachelor's degree in biology from Texas A&M University. He is married to Stephanie, and they have 4 children and 1 grandchild. Our second candidate is incumbent Commissioner Irma Colley. She is a Brazos County Commissioner of Precinct 4, and Commissioner Colley has lived in that district for 42 years. She received her Bachelor of Arts degree in psychology from Norfolk State University. Commissioner Colley lost her husband, Carrie Colley, in May of 2009. She has 5 children, Julian, Carrie, Peggy, Candace, and Cedric. Thank you, Scott.
All right, let's begin with opening statements. First, Timothy D'Alessandro.
Good evening. First, I want to thank the forum. I want to thank you for this opportunity for voters to engage their representatives. And I want to thank you for showing up here tonight and for clicking in. My name is Timothy D'Alessandro. I'm the Republican nominee for Brazos County Commissioner Precinct 4. I'm running for office because I believe we need a strong voice at the table. Some of the challenges facing Precinct 4 is we need to manage the growth that's coming to our precinct. I believe that we need to invest in school safety, and I think our county property taxes are too high. Now, the Rellis campus is going to be in Precinct 4, and that's going to be phenomenal growth coming to our precinct. That's a blessing, and it's also a challenge. The decisions that we're making today are going to affect our community for decades. We want to welcome the new people coming into our precinct that are going to be coming down the Rellis corridor, but we also want to protect the lifestyles of the people who currently live here. That's my focus. That's where I'm running for county commissioner, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Opening comments of Timothy D'Alessandro. Now the opening comments of Irma Colley.
Howdy. For 9 years, I have served as your county commissioner, Precinct 4, and I have been honored to serve you. Most of you know my office and what it is that I do. You know me from the work in the community and leadership that I shared with you before I was a county commissioner. The county commissioners are essential to local government in that it is the commissioner's court that is where the rubber meets the road. That's the way I describe local government. And we of the commissioner's court are those that put those mandates into action that the state has passed on to us.
That's your time for the opening statement, Ms. Colley. I'll stay with you, however. While the scope of the commissioner's court is somewhat limited, you've recently formed a transportation entity to help impact Brazos County roads above some others that would be within our district. Would you talk a little bit about transportation in the future for roads in Brazos County?
Well, we of the commissioner's court just last week took actions to develop a regional management entity that will help us bring ideas to the front that will assist in improving the transportation of Brazos County. It should allow us to tap into funding for different projects, and it will help us to move up on the scale of ideas that might be funded by the transportation entity. So we see it as a win-win situation.
Mr. D'Alessandro, same question to you.
Again, we have an opportunity for phenomenal growth coming in, and that's going to tax our roads a lot. You've got the Highway 4721 corridor, Rellis, that is going to explode. There's a new rail yard coming into Mumford. That's going to tax our roads down along Highway 50. You've got the connector OSR that's connecting Highway 21 to Highway 6, a shortcut for some of the 18-wheelers. And so you've got a lot of traffic coming in and out of our roads every day. And so I do think we need to focus on that. But again, we need to focus on that in ways to protect our current residents. I'm going to give you an example of that. The Metropolitan Planning Organization organization, a 2050 plan, to build an outer ring around Bryan College Station. In order to do that, they want to condemn hundreds of properties. Now, the growth is coming, and we're going to need those roadways. I'm not opposed to those roadways, but we need to find ways to build those roadways that do not come on the backs of our current citizens, that do not come via eminent domain. That should be our last option, not our first option. So as we look at our future and we look at our planning, we need to plan not just for the incoming growth, but we need to plan to protect our current citizens that live here now.
Well, you are seeming to infer that what they will do is they will default to eminent domain, and that's not necessarily true. What would make you think that they will default to that?
Did you – the news when this plan came out, you had the GI Museum up there begging them to leave them alone because it was going to do gross harm to them. And they made
and they did.
But yes, they did. But what about the hundreds of other property owners that are out there? The lands all along the corridor. I'll give you an example. Let's look at OSR. We just looked at I was just talking about the infrastructure in OSR. They want to build the MPO 2050 plan, just offset like a quarter mile of OSR, and then take hundreds of properties along that corridor instead of using OSR and turning it into a four-lane highway. I mean, it's along the same general pathway of the 2050 plan, but instead of using the resources that we have and augmenting them, they did adopt eminent domain as their first option, and I think that should be our last option. I'm a strong proponent of private property rights, but more than that, it's just the concept of what we're doing here when we're looking at this growth. We need to make sure I'm all for growth. You know, the growth is going to happen. We can't stop that. But as we're welcoming the new people that are coming from that growth, we can't neglect the people who live there now and our lifestyles of the people who live here right now today.
Okay. And I'll be back to you in just a minute, Ms. Colley. I believe you said in your opening statement something about school security or school safety.
School safety.
And well, that's not within the charge of the county commissioners.
Absolutely it is.
Why?
Because the county commissioner's court pays for our sheriff's department. We currently pay for 5 school resource officers.
Who does?
Well, it's done by the county commissioners authorize it. It's done under a contract with CSISD, and CSISD is paying the bill.
But it's not paid for by the
county. But it is our officers, and so we should expand that to 15, and we should make that available on a means-tested basis to both our public and private schools. And we should also set up $1 million grant fund so that our public and private schools can access that on an annual basis for school safety. Look, I've knocked on hundreds of doors, and I've talked to a lot of people, and I have never met one person in Brazos County that says, school safety, we shouldn't spend money on that. That is a higher priority for this. And I hear you saying that that's not the county commissioner's role, and I strongly disagree. This should be an all-hands evolution. This should be
Mr. D'Alessandro, it is in the Constitution of the state of Texas what the commissioner's court can and cannot do.
They can't hire sheriff's department deputies?
They certainly can, but not this is not their charge. Now, I understand what you're saying.
But it is under the role of the sheriff's department.
Where does $1 million come from?
We have a phenomenal amount of growth coming into Rellis right now. If you look at our taxes year over year, our taxes are going up. If you look at your property taxes are going up. Specifically, if you're a Brazos County taxpayer, your property taxes have gone up 41% in the last decade. I mean, the money is there, and it's coming in year over year. And so we're not talking about the annual budget this year from last year is $25 million. That's an exception. It's normally not that high. It's normally $5 or $6 million. But we're talking $1 million for school safety, and I don't think that that's unimportant. And even when you look at the sheriff's side, if we expand the number of sheriff's department deputies that we have for school resource officers, those deputies will be cross-trained and will be available to us as our community grows, and it gives us another resource for protection of our community.
Okay,
I still have 17 seconds, but that's my opinion of government. My opinion of government is of self-defense. That's the kind of things we should be spending money on for government.
Okay, I agree school safety is important. The only reason I wanted to stop you is because we have gone well beyond your 1 minute, and
okay.
I did give you a follow-up question, so I wanted you to answer
okay.
that. Ms. Colley, do you want to respond?
Actually, all I can say is the Brazos County Commissioners and the 254 county commissioners of Texas are mandated by the Texas Constitution, and we are not authorized to simply spend money in education, not for public safety of the schools. But what confuses people, and I want to address sometime in the future, the fact that because the county's name is on your taxes, a lot of people conscrew that we're collecting and using that money. We're more of a pass-through. We collect school taxes. We collect city taxes. We collect the special districts, but the money goes to those places, those entities that the taxes were collected for. We would go to jail if we took county tax money and put it into education. We can't just do that. Right. Willy-nilly.
In other words, you're listing all the taxing entities, right? It's not all Brazos County, right?
No, okay. It's not. But I think Mr. D'Alessandro might want to look at county government. We're responsible for essential services. And essential services include things like your county jail, your sheriff's department. We are the CEOs of county government, and county government is a strange animal. We can't just make laws. We only work within what the Constitution and our legislators give us the authority.
Right. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And it is. It's confusing to some people, certainly. It's time to ask your... I'm sorry?
Go
ahead. Sure.
Just to rebut that... school safety is an essential service, and we already have this program. We already have school resource officers that the county is hiring. I'm just asking to expand a program that already exists.
Not paid for by the county, though. Not paid for by the county.
Well, but the point is I want to make it available to schools on a means-tested basis, but I think we should put safety first, and that is a function of the sheriff's department, which is under the auspices of our county government.
May I address that?
Go ahead.
Because I've heard that over and over, and I am a parent and a grandparent of the local school districts. I've not had any parent ever address me that their kids are not safe in our schools. I don't understand why the importance is put on safety when we need to put the importance on the education and the quality.
Okay, all right. Okay,
the quality of education.
Right. That's
my
not...
desire as a parent and a grandparent is that every child receives a good education and an education that will allow them to become productive citizens, and they are in a safe environment.
All right. Well, that is not the charge of the county commissioners. No, we're moving on. All right.
It's not, but since he's brought it up, I think it's important to address.
Okay, that's great. All right. Now it's time to ask your opponent a question. So, Ms. Cawley, do you have a question for Mr. D'Alessandro?
I would like to know how Mr. D'Alessandro would fund the safety program in the schools he's mentioned.
Again, there's money coming in. RELIS is exploding, there's going to be money coming in. Not only do I think we can fund that, I think we can fund the tax cut. I want to look at property taxes because this is important. If you have a homestead exemption, it covers your city taxes and it covers your school board taxes, but it does not cover your county taxes. The county is allowed by state law to shield up to 20% of the value of your home under the homestead exemption. It shields none. I think we should expand the homestead exemption to cover county taxes, and then that's a way that we can shield some of the high cost of our taxes going up year over year. But we can do that, and we can make important decisions in our infrastructure and important decisions about where we're going to grow. And I got to tell you, I think school safety is an essential service. I expect Columbine happened, and it's not going away. Our kids are at threat, and we don't know where those threats are coming from, and that threat assessment is always there. And so spending the money on school safety, to me, that's a no-brainer.
Okay, but I have to ask you, if you're saying now shield, and we also need to come up with this $1 million someplace, then don't those two work at odds with one another?
No, the taxes are $25 million year over year this year, and that's a kind of an accounting thing. That's not average,
right.
But average, it's $5 million more, and as RELIS comes in, you should expect to see that $7 or $8 million more. We do have some discretionary spending to do the things that are necessary for
our precinct. Part of RELIS, you've said RELIS four or five times, what part of RELIS is going to increase the taxes?
Well, the Rellis campus will be shielded, but you got to understand Highway 47 and Highway 21 are going to explode in growth. You're going to have businesses come in. You're going to have apartment complexes come in. You're going to have housing and students come in. All that stuff is primed to explode over the next 2 years. And this is an important point. The planning that we make today is going to affect our precinct for decades. And so it's very important what planning goes into that today. Well, one of my biggest concerns is as we come down Highway 21, you look 10, 20 years down the road, gentrification is going to move some of the people who live there out of their homes, and we've got to make sure that we protect those neighborhoods today.
Okay, thanks. It's not even part of the Bryan city limits yet, so there's a long way to go before that, but I've got to move on. Okay, so now your opportunity to ask Ms. Cawley a question.
Commissioner Cawley, since 2010, you've voted to make April Confederate History and Heritage Month 7 times. This year, when you have an opponent, it wasn't on the ballot this year. If you're reelected, is it going to be on the docket next April? And if so, how will you vote for it?
I wouldn't know if it's going to be on the ballot because I don't pretend to be a member of that group. My vote stands, and I make no apologies for my vote. I am the type of person that feels that organizations that I don't agree with have rights, just like I do. I honor those rights, whether I believe in what they're about or not. We all are Americans, and we all should be treated with respect. And if I'm asked to consider a concern, I do that. And I do it with an open mind. As my door is always open, my mind is open to diversity. I respect that. When I came to the board, to the commissioner.
Time's up. Okay. I'm sorry. I looked down for a minute. It's time
That's
for your
okay.
closing comments. You can pick it up right there if you want to.
Okay. Again, my name is Irma Cawley. I'm your Brazos County Commissioner. And I realize in my position, serving with 4 Republicans and being the only Democrat, I bring a bit of diversity. I'm the only Black female. And I'm not intimidated by that at all. I think that in the fact that we have diversity, we're able to take all concerns and most concerns into consideration. I think that's very important. Local government is essential to having government overall work. As I said, county commissioners bring the rubber to the road. As a matter of fact, we take care of your roads. And I looked at the roles of our roads.
Our time is up. That's all the time. Okay, Your closing statement, Mr. D'Alessandro.
I'm Timothy D'Alessandro. I'm your Republican nominee for Brazos County Commissioner, Precinct 4. Look, there's a lot of changes coming to Precinct 4, and we need to plan for those changes today. Because if we don't plan correctly for those changes today, then it's going to negatively affect us for decades to come. The bottom line is this. I'm all for growth. I mean, it's going to happen whether I'm for it or not. The Rellis campus is coming in. Highway 21, Highway 47 is going to look completely different in 2, 3, 4 years. Well, my concern is to make sure that we protect not just the people coming in and making sure that they can participate in the quality of life that we have here in Brazos County, but that we protect the quality of life for the people who are here now. That's both the county residents. We want to make sure that we protect their private property rights, and it's also for our city residents. And we want to make sure as Rellis is coming in and expanding, it's not pushing our older neighborhoods out, that we protect the rights of the people who are there now. And so I want to be a strong advocate for our neighborhoods in Precinct 4 and to protect our quality of life, both for the people here and for the people who are coming. Thank you very much.
These are your candidates for County Commissioner Precinct 4. Thank you.